This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. There have been several rocket attacks in Baghdad, including in the Green Zone, which houses government offices and foreign embassies. Rockets also landed outside Balad Air Base north of Baghdad, but no injuries were reported in either incident. Earlier, the bodies of Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani and Iraqi militia leader Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis reached the Shiite holy city of Najaf after a day of funeral processions in Baghdad and Karbala. Mohammad Reda al-Sistani, the son of Iraq's top Shiite cleric, greeted the bodies in Najaf when they arrived. Thousands of mourners took part in funeral processions in Baghdad and Karbala earlier Saturday. Footage showed the arrival of flag-draped coffins, including those carrying Soleimani and al-Muhandis, the deputy commander of the Iran-backed Popular Mobilization Forces. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday that he ordered the killing of Soleimani to stop a war, claiming that the general posed a threat to the American people. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called up more than 3,000 military reservists to help battle devastating fires that have scorched huge swaths of New South Wales and Victoria State. Morrison said the government has committed $20 million Australian dollars to lease 4 firefighting aircraft for the duration of the crisis.
That will include 2 long-range fixed-wings DC-10s with 36,000 litres capacity and 2 medium-range fixed-wings large air tankers with an 11,000 litre capacity.
The helicopter-equipped HMAS Adelaide was deployed to assist evacuations from fire-ravaged areas. The deadly fires have been raging since September and have burned more than 5 million hectares of land and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. This is VOA News. 14 people died and 9 were wounded in a bomb attack on a bus bringing children back from a school break in northern Burkina Faso Saturday. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the blast, which occurred in Suru province near the border with Mali. Islamist groups with links to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have increased attacks in the area over the past 2 years, despite international efforts to stamp them out. Attacks in the past year have killed hundreds and forced nearly 1 million people from their homes. China has replaced Wang Zemin, the head of its Hong Kong liaison office, the most senior mainland political official based in the Chinese-controlled territory. China's Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security said on its website late Saturday that Wang, who had held the post since 2017, had been replaced by 65-year-old Liu Huning. Until November, Liu was the top official in China's Communist ruling party in the northern province of Shaanxi. Protests that began in June over a now-withdrawn law that would allow the extradition of Hong Kong defendants to mainland China for trial have spread into broader demands for more freedom and protection of Hong Kong's unique status. Thousands of people demonstrated Saturday against French President Emmanuel Macron's proposed pension reforms, which have sparked a month-long transport strike. Some protesters donned the yellow vest, which over the past year has become symbolic of opposition to Macron's attempts at reforms he says will rationalize France's 42 separate pension regimes. Unions reject that scheme, and they say it will require millions of people to work beyond the official retirement age of 62. The Golden Globes, the first big awards show of the season and a test of likely Oscar contenders, will be given out Saturday night in Los Angeles with British comedian Ricky Gervais hosting. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Not afraid of tough guys, are you?
Will The Irishman win Best Film Drama in a close race against Joker, Marriage Story, The Two Popes? There's also 1917 in that category. As for Best Film Comedy or Musical,
that's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is getting a lot of buzz. It's up against Dolomite Is My Name, Jojo Rabbit, Knives Out, and Rocket Man. The Globes are voted on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, remember, you can always log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Berg, VOA News.